I once heard author and social critic Os Guinness say that our primary calling is to know God and make him known. This struck me as profound and thrilling. Knowing, seeing, hearing, and enjoying God. Then letting that spill out all over the place on people who agree with that and on those who don't. What a privilege and a high calling. That's what we're all about. It's life. The life of Jesus Christ in his people is a glorious thing. Tapping into that life and operating as we were meant to as the church, his body, is euphoric. The church. Over the centuries, the church has lived and died for this great cause of life in Christ. We have preached and proclaimed, taught and explained God's love demonstrated in Christ's life, death, and resurrection. We have spoken with passion, often at the expense of family, financial stability, comfort, and life itself. Christians have understood the Apostle Paul's emphatic assertion, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And there's nothing like God's people lovingly walking it out, putting our words into action. We put on our working boots and hit the turf together. The church in full force builds where there's been destruction. We feed, clothe, and care for the hungry and broken. The church has always known that faith without works is dead. Christ's mission to build his church has not changed, but its people have. Did you know? The majority world, South America, Africa, Asia, is bursting with the good news of God's love through Jesus Christ like never before in history. There are fantastic reports from around the globe of people coming to know God. Hundreds of thousands of people daily are responding to God's call to life. But in Western culture, North America, and Western Europe, the opposite is true. Generally, Christians are floundering. Churches are dying. Christians are often unclear about what this call to life actually looks like on a day-to-day basis. It's as though the gospel, literally translated as good news, hasn't quite gotten through. Camping out. In an effort to help get us unstuck and moving toward our glorious calling Christ, I've begun to get focused with Christians on some good news. In this book, I share principles about getting honest with ourselves and each other, about curses and blessings, and about living in excellence. These are principles that have made and continue to make a tremendous difference in my life. Everything I share is out of my experience in implementing these things for transformation. It's why I've taught and shared this material with countless people everywhere. Also, I explain how I see so many of us Western Christians falling into four camps: the untapped, the truth protectors, the keeping it reals, and hashtag blessed. While it's not a science by any means, the illuminating process can help us, as Christians, see our strengths and weaknesses and potential. When I've personally gotten honest about these leanings, it's been tremendously freeing. That's why I want to share them with you. The gospel is God's call to a glorious life. It's the core calling. You were meant to live, to be utterly glorious. It's a tragedy and a gross oversight when followers of Jesus, Christians, don't live into that inherent glory. That's what we want to explore in this book.